Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
What you want, baby, I got.
That's Aretha bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Matheson is our guest, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 6 years. He's chief creative officer at iMatheson, put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. He's the author of a number of books, including The On-Demand Brand, and he's here to talk to us about email marketing. Rick, thanks again for being here. Now, when we went to the break, We were talking about the way people check their email and how mobile is such an important part of it, which is to say that your email marketing presentation needs to be mobile centric, right? It needs to be something that people can see in their mobile devices.
It really is. I mean, you need to look at very basic best practices of responsive design. Only about 30% of marketers are using responsive design right now. It's climbing. But you would have thought by now that most everyone would use it. And there's a newer form of that is hybrid fluid design, which is, I don't think there's really a difference in the presentation. It's just that it can render much faster because of the way it connects with the email client so that it does the best presentation. I don't think the end user knows the difference other than they can actually see the email very well on any form of device, whether it's a tablet or mobile phone or the desktop.
Mm-hmm. So and not only for email. That's a good thought for your own websites. Make sure that your websites also conform to mobile. But I want to come back to the couple of kinds of email marketing strategies. One, you mentioned getting a list, and so you could buy a list, and you can get a list that says, okay, these are people who only people on this list have expressed an interest in what you sell, that kind of thing. And you can send out these are people that you don't know, and then from that, or side by side with that, you can create a focused email marketing strategy, which is the one that I recommend that should be your goal as a small business owner. That should be your goal, isn't it, for your email marketing, to have people who know you, like my companies know me, and they send me stuff that they think I'd like.
Yes, I mean, that really is the holy grail here. I don't highly recommend going to buy a list anymore. I know that marketers sometimes do that for some outbound marketing, but, technically, you are not supposed to email anyone if you haven't had an opt-in from
them.
Right.
That's right.
And besides, it's probably a waste of time. You really want to be cultivating your own list.
Here's an example I think that might work. If you're part of an industry group, and people have given the industry, for example, if you're an exhibitor at an industry. And one of the things you get for your fee is you get access to the members.
Correct.
And those members know that if they attended that event, I mean the members know they're going to be approached by the industry exhibitors, the vendors, and so that's an inside industry kind of thing that you can do. That's how you find the people that then become your nurtured group, don't they?
That's correct. Those people have opted in or have not opted out of receiving that type of message and likely are interested. That's a highly qualified or at least a well-qualified group of people that are going to have some interest in your topic because of the correlation. You're getting that list for a reason as opposed to just going to shop for one. On your website, we talked about responsive design there as well, but two, what you're seeing a lot more of are these pop-up windows asking to subscribe to our email, our email newsletter,
Do those
the latest,
work?
Information. I'm sorry?
Do they work?
They do. quite a bit, actually.
I've resisted that on my own site. I've resisted interrupting people, you know, if they click on reading an article or listening to an archive or something. We've resisted having something like that pop up in the middle. I've been wondering if what are the, you know, what's the efficiency of that? What do you think?
Yeah, no, actually, it is quite high, and over 70% of folks will sign up for those if, you know, because they're quite loyal to that particular brand.
Right. But not in the first 4 seconds that you click on the site, right?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You've seen those, right? Where you almost can't even read what you came there the headline without something popping up.
Exactly. I think that is a little ham-handed. I think that you need to let people be on the site. Don't make it on your homepage, for instance, if people are coming to your regular website. But put it on another page that they're on. And you don't have to have it be a pop-up. It can be a sidebar. Can be there are different sort of presentation modes.
It could come out from the side, not jump up and take the whole page away.
Exactly.
All they're seeing is it's coming out from the side or the bottom, and it catches their eye because it's movement, but it doesn't interrupt. It doesn't take the page away from them.
Exactly. It gives them control as opposed to completely interrupting the experience and having them have to click out. Yeah. So, no, that can be quite powerful. And then, again, once you've got that information, and, you know, customers, you have, you know, if you're, say, a retailer, you're collecting email at checkout, you know, you've got a opt-in button there that is by default clicked. You give the opportunity to, you know, unsubscribe or whatever, opt out. And then you every time someone's on your website, you can give them contextually relevant email.
Right. iMatheson.com is the website. M-A-T-H-I-E-S-O-N is how you spell Matheson. iMatheson.com. Rick Matheson and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassie. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.